that didn't care for much of anything, just so he got through and got along, didn't matter how his clothes looked or what about it. And his others, I say, they could be ragged or tattered clothes, but they was clean, and his hair was up clean. And say a woman, her hair was combed nice, her stockings would be nice and tied on her legs and such as that. It just made a lot of difference. You see a woman, in my estimation, a woman can hurt themselves with just old stringy, uncared for hair. And of course, don't too many of them wear now, but used to wear, everybody wore stockings, have a wrinkled stockings, just wrinkles all down. And that was, I hate to see that on a woman worse than anything. And I think you can degrade yourself, or you can raise yourself up just, well, I know you can, you're not thinking you can, by your ways and the way you dress and such as that.
Have you ever heard anybody call a country person an old clodhopper?
Yes, I've heard them called clodhoppers, and backwoodsman, old mountaineer, and just all such as that.
Have you ever heard them call an old podunk?
I don't know whether I have or not. But I tell you, about years ago, there's a family coming here from Mississippi, just after the First World War. And there's a man and three boys, two little girls, and his wife had died. And they'd been over in Mississippi working. And the price of cotton had gone up, and the wages began to get up. And there was two other boys worked for us. His name was Archie Harris and Raymond Harris. And they'd talk, and Archie especially, and we was giving him $1.50 a day then for working. He's telling about we used to work over there in Tupelo, Mississippi, and some more town, Mississippi. He said they're all going there, out in the cotton fields. We was working, chopping cotton, picking cotton. He says we was making $4 and $5 a day, all working. He said we'd call us a taxi, go to town. He said we'd buy our groceries, what they had to eat, and just go on to town, just spend every penny they had. He said a lot of times we'd have to walk and carry the groceries home. He kept on, I says, well, Archie, I says, why in the world, when you was doing it, why didn't you save some of that money? Well, Mr. Stewart, he says, we just thought good times would last always. They have no education. They come here, a neighbor of mine down there, let them move into a house. They didn't have any bed clothes or at all. They went out in the woods and raked up leaves and straw to sleep on. And the neighbors went in here and gave them stuff, this, that, and the other. And they was hard workers, but they had no education. And just anything was all right. They didn't care. Never worried about a thing. And there's just lots of them kind of people, white and colored. They don't want nothing. Just let every day provide for itself. And one of the boys married, and just show you how a little education had. Why, Papa always told us we'd keep plenty of wood cut up and everything maybe for a year ahead. And Archie and Raymond was having, we were splitting wood. And so their other brother, I forget his name now, he married. And he was telling about they'd have to get home and cut wood for his wife to cook with. I said, why don't you cut up enough hay? He says, well, Mr. he says, if I'd cut up a whole wagon load, my wife would burn every bit of it at one meal. And he's telling about, he got after they had a little rut one time, it was raining. She got out and stood on the eave of the house, said she's going to drown herself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what I call ignorance, you know. When he said that, why, I didn't know anything about the girl, where she come from, but that was just ignorance. None of them had any education, but going to stand on the eave of the house, they'd run down on her head and go and drown herself.